Bonus evaluation table. Do we have good news today?
Well, no. I'm not here when I have good news. Mr. Chairman, I have... What? I know. It's kind of horrible. I have several NOVCs. They are all quite small. In total, the net for the supplementals and abatements is about a reduction of $1,839 in taxes. So it's not terrible.
And that's with four?
That's four abatements, and of course you don't see the supplementals, but we had two supplementals and a prepaid in addition to those.
Okay. No choice, huh?
No choice.
Okay.
So what was the total?
That I'll be passing to the treasurer is a reduction of $18.39.34.
In a way, that's good news.
In a way, that's good news.
Compared to what has been. It'd
be better if that was a big one, though.
If the positives were big ones,
It's not bad news.
No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Janice.
Thanks, Janice.
Thanks.
Okay, before we get on to our last item on the agenda, we do have public comments. We had some earlier when we had a break. So do we have any comments from the public? Oh, let's see. That would be Superintendent Kevin Garvey, School District Number 9. Welcome, Mr. Garvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and County Commissioners. As unaccustomed to public speaking as I am, I just wanted to stop by and thank you all for the transfer of the sander to us for use in our parking lot. And so we appreciate that very much and wanted to add our personal touch to thank you all for that transfer. It's very useful to us and we are using it on a regular basis these days. So thank you.
Mr. Garvey, thank you for thanking us. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Any other public comment? If not, I think we're moving on to our last item of the day, which is a discussion on procedural rules. This is an item that I placed on the agenda after having some concerns from our last several meetings. I think we've had several questions come to mind that range from how soon do we have to set our agenda before the meeting? Can we add items of agenda or items to our agenda? We've had questions and comments about taking action on items that weren't listed as action items on our agenda. We've had some other concerns. And looking at all these, or considering all these, I decided to do a little investigation to see what rules we have for following procedures. Most organizational entities use either one or two sets of rules by which they use to follow procedures. One of them is Robert's Rules of Order, and the other is his Standard Code of Parliamentary Procedure. Used to be referred to as the Sturgis Standard Code. Since it's been revised and now in the fourth edition, they dropped Sturgis from it. At any rate, I think it's time that we consider adopting or at least agreeing by certain rules that we're going to follow, because I see, as it stands, we have three choices. One is Robert Rules of Order. The other is the Standard Code of Parliamentary Procedure. And the other is to have no rules. I'm not expecting any action on this. Today, I wanted to bring it up as an informational subject. I would like to direct Carrie to order five copies of this book so that we can disperse those to the county commissioners for your review. And then at some point in the future, I would like to see some consideration given to adopting procedural rules that we can refer to or use for our meetings. That's my point. I'm opening it up for any comment or discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Bowden.
I think the only input I have at this time is that is basically the guideline for any of any of the county WIR, NACO, any of those kinds of meetings that I've ever been involved in is that's kind of the, I guess you might call it the abbreviated version of Robert's Rules of Order. It's not quite as time consuming, and it's not quite, it doesn't tie you down to having to have a parliamentarian continually to make sure that you don't do something wrong. It's kind of the common sense Robert's Rules of Order.
And I think you're exactly right. I think most governmental entities, and of course, state legislatures and Congress are exempt from using the parliamentary rules. But I think Robert's Rules of Order has proven in the past to be cumbersome. And I think it does take a fair degree of expertise in Parliament to follow those rules. I think these are much more straightforward. And I would like to see us look at something that we can use as a not only a guideline but a reference to conduct not only an organized meeting but to follow the true intent of public meetings, which is to allow democracy a chance through the people to have a voice in the meetings with certain guarantees that are covered in the parliamentary procedure. So if that's, you know, if there's not any other discussion, the thought would be to have Carrie, if you could order some of these books, get them to us, we can look them over, we can make a decision later. I think it would, and I don't want to get into all the areas that we've encountered, but I do think it would give us some reference in terms of moving forward. Any comment?
I agree with that.
Okay. Well, ending on a somber tone, I think that's the last item on our agenda. So we have no further business to conduct unless I've managed to omit something that was on the agenda. If not, consider a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
What time was your other meeting?
4:00.
I'm glad it's you. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be the agenda.
Well, I know.
I'm going to go sleep in my car.
You know what?
Sleep in my car.
That's, you know, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will.